Not for me. People eat them, though. People eat them. I got a friend that works in the fish industry. They eat all sorts of stuff.
Look down, imagine everything. That's the thing is
I don't know how you eat a look down. A moonfish?
You probably fry the thing and eat it. Probably do it like a ribbon fish, right? Because they're as thin as that. But with the oyster toad, man, they eat the same thing. They eat the same thing as togs.
They do. I don't know. But it looks different. It's a different smell. It's a different. And I didn't want it at that point. I was like,
it's not a bad.
I should have. It just was off putting. Tog smells good, you know, like a freshwater bass smells a different way. A red smells a different way. And this thing was like
spot smells. Well, spot smells terrible.
I mean, catfish don't even smell that bad. You know what I mean? When you fillet catfish, I mean it's a cleaner meat than this was, and it just put, right beside the two, I was like, man, why would I?
I knew we were so close.
Yeah, he was alive. I could have released him. Yeah. I should have, but
we're so close. Didn't happen.
He went down to science.
any questions on there?
I got a couple of questions here in a second.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm fucking. They made me change my name on Facebook.
What?
It made me change my name to Kevin Whitley on Facebook.
Why? What was it?
It was Kayak Kevin. It was Kayak and then Kevin. Because they're cutting down on the business thing. So anybody has nicknames, they only have your real name up there now. So they're cutting back.
You need to go get that shit legally changed, man. Yeah. Get it on Kayak Kevin Whitley.
And they probably still wouldn't let me do it. You know, they probably still wouldn't.
I just asked Shane, does Wolfpack Fishing approve of oyster toads as food?
Yeah.
Dude, Pete Brigant has to have eaten an oyster toad.
Yeah, somebody has.
Dude.
No, but the thing on Facebook is, I think it's because I posted, I was trying to post, Jimmy Miller, I posted up a yoga post. The post was every class I'm going to, this is my fourth year, every class I'm learning something. Either from the teachers teaching the new variation, because I'm taking the higher level classes and the teachers taking a new variation, or somebody next to me is doing something, a variation that I haven't seen before. Like yesterday, a girl did this thing where it was like just one bind variation. It's like, oh shit, I didn't know you could do that. You know, So now I'm trying that. So in the post is Jimmy Miller, of course, you know, he likes to stir pots and stuff. So he goes, yeah, you sure getting the hippie side comes out in the winter. So I posted up. Oh yeah. So is this hippie enough for you? And my end of my day kickboxing. Uh-huh. So this is my burnout where I just do repetitive kicks.
Sure.
And I posted it out. Is that hippie enough for you?
Hippie with shin kicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just bam. Just go. Just try to burn it out. Now it's already after a half hour of strikes.
Right under the arm. Right into the liver.
It's just that, you know, burnout. It's just that burnout, right? So I did that, and he was like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. Oh, speaking of, you know Chuck Wren, right? Hmm. Check this out.
Was it Taekwondo he did?
Yeah, he did that at the fishing show. What was that? A couple weeks ago.
In Richmond.
Yeah, in Richmond. That was cool.
Is he from Richmond, or is he from like halfway in between here and there?
I think it's more Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hanover. That's up there.
Yeah.
Or somewhere around there. Yeah, somewhere on the outskirts of Richmond. Yeah. That show was kind of cool. It's cool because we don't do that shit much anymore. You know. Yeah.
It's, do you have to leave at 5?
Yeah.
Okay. We're good for a little bit. Yeah.
I know. We gotta do the video too. Yeah, we gotta take time to plug that in.
Did you see the, before we go on that, did you see the fights? We all watched the fights.
No, I lost it. The Fox ones. They didn't tape on my shit.
Did you see the post on the Fish Fights fans?
Yes, I did. I did see the Gustafson fight.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. At least you saw that.
Gus didn't look as in physically good a shape as he did when he fought John Jones either.
Amazing wrestler, fast human.
No, he didn't look. But his physique, he wasn't as cut. But I mean, it depends. If he was planning on wrestling a wrestler, he might have been heavy. I mean, if he planned on going with a wrestler, he might have been heavier weights. You know what I mean? And that'll really reduce your cut. You know what I mean? If you're lifting, you know, he may have been training heavier. You know, to
for me, it was surprising that.
But at the weigh-ins,
I was like, okay, there's not much of a size difference here. Because remember how you look at Jones and he just makes everybody look like kids. I mean, he just He's a giant. Yeah. He's a legitimate giant. But Gustafson's the same height, or even I think a little bit taller. Now Rumble didn't look that small. You know, he looked
He was three inches shorter, but he didn't look that
small. Yeah, he didn't look that small to him. So that was, as soon as I saw that, I was like, fuck, Rumble's gonna get him.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as I saw that, Reigns was like, oh shit, Rumble's gonna, this is not.
Gus got some good kicks in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he just went ka-ding and hit him like right here. And it put him on, put him down. Now they said that it was a headbutt, and I haven't seen that video yet. I need to get on and look at that.
Pay enough attention. Yeah. Close enough, at least.
But you, we're gonna get the fight this weekend.
Nice. What was this weekend?
It's Silva and
all
right, Diaz.
Yeah, I do. I've been waiting, watching all the shit talking videos on it.
So we're definitely getting that. But yeah. All right. Then now we're on fights. We're gonna go watch. We're gonna change up quick and watch and detail your fight.
Fish fights.
We're gonna joke the shit out of you. it was awesome. But we're hold on for real quick.
Awesome negative. We grabbed them by the jaw with some needle nose pliers and bashed their heads on the road rail. Follow the trail of floating toad to find our secret holes. Like toilet paper. Peanut shells.
Man, you need to eat them, man. You need to see how they
taste. Somebody needs to eat them.
Just
film it and post it.
All right. We're going to take a real quick break. Be right back. All right. So we got more pain in the asses. Well, the computer to the monitor is the old TV, and we're having it's not
as fast as we thought it was going to be. But I've used these cables at work from phones.
Yeah, so we're going to try.
And we're running movies smooth, so I'm going to try it on my brand new TV upstairs and see what happens.
See if it's smoother. We're going to troubleshoot after this, but Damien's got to get going, so we're going to do this here. But you know, this video is on YouTube. It's Kayak Fish Fights Damien's 55 incher. It's the most recent one just put up. And so you could, you know, have that going at the same time or whatever. But we're going to stop and stuff. And sorry for such a small TV, and we'll figure it out. I didn't explain a whole lot at the beginning of this because I just wanted to make it a fish fights instead of making it a full. And I'm doing that with Rogowski too. I'll explain it here so it's easier. I called it Big Croaker. Caught like it was a good 13-inch croaker or so, and I put it on and Damien had come out, so I had that bait down. I caught a spot, and I was going to replace this big croaker with a spot because my preference was going to be for a spot for a draw.
Big spot.
Yeah, nice big spot. It was like eater size spot. So
injured.
Yeah, it was like yeah. So it was good. So I traded it out. So Damien didn't. His bait was not a real good looking bait. It wasn't real active. I think the way you had it hooked up too.
I don't even remember.
You hook this one up through the nose, and that kills him. You got in just the nose itself, the nostril itself. But
the drum swallows him. He doesn't bite. Yeah.
So this is me earlier catching that croaker, and Damien talking about. Oh, wait a minute. Do I have audio on this?
Unplug the HDMI.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so that's. Yeah, real big croaker.
And I was like, you know, I get skunked enough, so it doesn't matter if it's a big, you know, the better, might as well. I planned on not catching anything, so sitting there half asleep with a rock.
I know, half asleep, that's what, yeah.
Relaxing, rubbing up
the
against
J,
the
doing the J.
Doing a J, just nodding out. And you got
that's what happened. Jay was just chilling when he had his bite up there.
Yeah, in free spool with the clicker on.
Yeah, you had it in free spool because notice how fast it took off. And see, what we've been doing also now is instead of doing that technique, we've been doing the engaged. So the rod actually hooks, the rod holder actually hooks the fish because.
Roddy gets them.
Yeah, man. So every time you see like my rods are hooked up, the fish is already drag at that on point. It? No, it's
hooked
enough to bow up the rod and
not so you get
up. Yanked. Yeah. Now, what it looked like to me? No, first it looked like the fish went this way and this way.
Yeah.
Right. So he ends up
a big circle.
He might end up under my boat. Yeah.
Yeah, like right under your boat, and he ends up going out in front of you here, mm-hmm. and you're at the back side of the pilings. Current's going out. I think it is.
Probably right into me. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like current's going that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're getting around the rods. put it in gear. It's too loose. Finally get up. Now he's putting.
And that's when I had to tighten up the drag a little because it was a little loose.
But then he runs at you. Yeah, and then you think he's off and he's gone.
No.
Back. And now you got to fix your rod.
Tighten the drag. Go ahead and make sure reels on rod now. We'll go ahead and make sure this reel's on here.
Yeah, I probably hadn't fished in a month, pulled it out of the garage, put it all together, tied it up, went out.
That's right, here we go.
That's right. Get some, movement on it, now it's all loose.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
So yeah, you're adjusting that now.
Yeah. This is where he ran out of the piling.
Yeah, he's out of the piling. He's away from the bridge now.
He needs to be, and I want to face him so I kind of get pulled out there with him.
And he's starting to, you think you're tightening drag down a little bit more. Yeah, you're getting out with him. Yeah, exactly. You're getting out there with him. Yeah, tighten down. Sorry, you tighten down again, tighten it down again, tighten it down again. And what is that reel? Because there's not a whole lot on that. You maybe got 12 pounds of pressure on that thing, maybe.
What is it?
What kind of reel is that?
It's an old Shimano Tidewater, but it's got like 50 braid on it, and I'll crank it down and pull a little stump out.
Yeah, but the... Yeah, probably the drag is probably maybe 12 on that.
I have no idea.
Plus thumb and
side. Yeah, and your thumb.
And
your thumb
and the pressure he got on the side of it, too.
Also
he got a lot of, he got a lot of extra pressure on the side the way he pulled it.
I know, it's like the worst thing, but it's so comfortable holding that reel for me. I look at it and I'm like, man, you need to be holding the fore grip.
It's what we joke you on the most, because it's the most awkward looking.
It too. It is.
Well, it's because it's a musky rod, you haven't cut the butt down.
Yeah.
So that thing's got like an 18-inch butt on it. Yeah, so it looks awkward, but yeah, it's one of the funniest things we joke the shit out of you on that one. Right there is where this fish just gets mad.
Yep.
Because look at these lunges. That, and you turn, and that. That is a really, really, he's like, fuck. Now he's mad. Now he's pushing. And see that lunge, man. God, it's so hard. That's so hard. That right there alone gets me excited, how hard that thing is lunging. Okay, now he's taking a right turn.
When he starts going.
I think right here is where he's in, because your rod ain't moving anymore, and look what, okay, your line is here, here. Now, you know, from this angle, of course, it looks like it's right in here, but when you make this turn, see, you're double checking, you're really lucky you haven't.
Yeah, oh, I felt it rub on the piling. It should have been gone.
Right there, yeah, so that much bow on that with, on the piling.
And I felt it for a second. I was like, oh, is it gonna, and then I was like, no, just paddle through and don't.
That was close right there, and you go.
I was like, well, this isn't working.
Now you're putting in a free spool, and this was the correct thing to do. This is where...
Should have done that first. Should have done it way
earlier. No, you...
I mean, you found out where it was.
Yeah, you didn't know where it was. No, you did. You just... Those 2 seconds were... Because you were bowed up on it, on the piling. Yeah. If that fish would have lunged, he might have cut it.
Yeah.
So that was just that was a crucial 2 seconds, but you didn't know what to do. Because you were trying to find out where it was.
Yeah.
So you were looking through, and... You know it's in a piling. You feel it. You put it in a free spool. You're backing out. Going back forward, put it back in and break up the slack, see where it's at.
Exactly, just to find out where he's at.
Exactly, and this is the thing, it's like, you know, from when I first watched it, why don't you just go through that first piling? Because I don't think you knew exactly which piling you went to, right?
Yeah.
So this is what you're looking at right now. Okay, now you're going forward.
Oh.
I'm going to give me awards for this one.
Yeah, you are.
That's a luck award.
So, no, what it was, so this, your momentum's still going forward, and you finally gotten to where this you know, where it's tight, and yeah, you got to stop.
Yeah.
Put in a free spool again. Get it out. You back up. You get it around the front of your boat. Now you really got the right, okay, now he's through. Now, at that point, did you feel the fish, or is it still piling?
I don't know. I think a spool looks empty.
No, I'm gonna play. I knew he was through there, but he was out further around the pylon than I was gonna pull him through. So I needed to completely be on the other side of it.
Yeah. So yeah, he wasn't on a pylon at that point.
No, he was through.
But you let him. Yeah. So now you're through. Put it back.
He's been through.
Somehow put the clicker on for no reason.
Yeah, because my right hand.
Go on in and turn his arm.
My right hand holding that reel flips it with my palm because I'm holding it. And right here's where he hits real good head turns, and I realize he's still there and he's real
That right there. Yeah, those shoot, shoot, shoot. Yeah. Yeah. You gave him a break. Because we all know is as soon as you, like, I show it on this next video because I'm dealing with the double. As soon as you let off slack on them, they stop. Mm-hmm. So they'll chill out until they feel something on there and they're going to lunge again. He got on the other side of the pile and was like, okay, I'm free.
Yeah.
And you start yanking on again. It's like, fuck. And he started going again. And he got more mad again. He's like, damn, y'all still in this.
More madder.
This back. Yeah, more madder. And now he's lunging out hard. He's lunging out away from the pilings. Great technique with the legs, with the leg ruddering. You're turning yourself with the legs.
I got my hand back right.
Gotta have that hand on the
wheel. Back.
I see my hand wanted to be off on top.
Rope climb. Here comes the old croakster.
Yeah, that was what was boggling my mind. How did that happen?
You
can see at the end it's a real small weight is probably
and it's above the so the croaker pushes the weight up.
He had a big hole in his mouth at that point maybe
because he shakes off by the time you land him but I'm seeing this croaker you almost
on up.
Like I'm filming going okay he's gonna hit me and I knew I had a beautiful shot right here. I was like, you better get this motherfucker. This lunge,
the drag,
look how fast you move.
And at that point, the drag's all tightened down because he was running out.
Yeah.
I saw an eel that rode up the line get eaten off by a baby cobia this year.
Whoa.
While we were fishing. I mean, it was like a 35-pounder or something like that. Not a giant fish.
Yeah, but it came
up. The eel that rode up the line. Oh, he came up and took it off the line. Yeah. He swam up there. Was like two or three little ones, man. And they would swim down with the other fish. And they would swim back up. And we were trying to figure out what they were doing. But obviously the eel was working its way up the line, and we didn't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? And eventually it just comes up and...
Damn,
right inside. I was like, what? Lucky, lucky the line doesn't break or anything. You know, nothing crazy happens. But yeah, it was interesting to see. It was a little tight when you're like 25 inch or something like that. But yeah, hilarious.
All right, so now at this point of the fight, you're out of danger. You're getting circled outside the pilings, and he's still basically on the bottom. He still hasn't come up any. You got him off the bottom a little bit because he's lunging down and he's doing these vertical lunges. Oh, he's so big. You should say he's heavy on that. How big he is. Now you're working him up.
Yeah, like a
big, now you're working him up. Working him up now. Whew. Just big. Look at that. I want to go down.
Very big and heavy. And he wanted. Take the inch when you can get an inch.
Look at that.
At that point, I hadn't even seen him. I just knew he was heavy.
I didn't see him yet.
I saw the splash, but I was like, well, that looks small.
Now
and
you see
I
him.
Finally saw
now
the body come up.
Yeah.
And just the relief, kind of that excited, relieving feeling. It's weird.
Yeah, because you got him up this far. You got him away from piling. And he's big as fuck. Yeah, you see he's a monster. Yeah.
And then
the
line was kind of wrapped around him the wrong way, so I had to kind of turn his face the way I want him. I think he was pretty much done after that.
Yep.
It's all for you to take the hook out and put me back in the water again, they do on the big pier there.
Just working them, just chilling. At this point, you can't horse them. It's too short.
Yeah.
Everything's too short.
I see you don't have a giant hoop net.
Nope.
Big old tail.
I'm trying to just situate my rod, figure out which holder I want to put it in.
Yeah.
Probably should have kept it on my other side.
Yeah, I don't think
you had it. You're good.
Did it anyway.
Yeah, you're good.
I do what I want.
He's not going to lunge at this point.
Nah, if he does, it's going to be up.
And he'll not be used until he gets right into the
There. And this is the thing. So Triton 13, and the fish is from the seat to the center hatch.
Yeah.
To the center of the front hatch. To the buckle of the front hatch. That's how long this is in perspective.
The tail is across both of the, across the hatch, too.
A foot longer than my leg.
See, yeah, I could see just from that distance that's 50-something, and then I'm getting up to him like, oh.
Yeah. That's watching it, getting to watch it, a year or two later, and realizing, seeing that look, realizing that feeling. When you kick it into the lap and you realize just how big it is, then is when the adrenaline hits me. It just goes over like a wave, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, because when you're in a fight, it's a fight. You're working. You're in the middle of a fight. You get to this point where you see it, and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is
what it was all for.
Yeah. Look at that thing. I mean, that's as wide.
Four plus feet. Like four and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn, 55. Yeah. I can see right there. I was like, fuck, that's 55.
I don't want to sit out there and getting skunked over. And over
now, when I'm, I had the measuring tape in the center of the tail, but I'm looking at where the tip of the tail is. So yeah, it's in.
So you got to have a partner to measure it that big.
Yeah.
There's not a chance. And something about those big ones, man. You tell me, you've caught more of them than anybody, but they don't really flop around on the boat too much after that point.
No. Well, none of the reds really do that much. And the only time that I've had that is when I put them back in the water with the lip grip and put them back in, and then they kind of like revived. Yeah. But when they're done with their fight, they're done with the fight. That's what's kind of good about them.
We'll lose them now.
I wish you got this scale right there. There's a scale around your boat. I was trying to get you to grab before it dipped.
I wish I would have fixed my life jacket a little better, too.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Big head on it, man. Yeah. That's the coolest thing with the picture. The head on that thing was just so big. Maybe not the fattest in the world, but he's...
Oh, that's a big fish, man.
Big bull.
And this is that, our technique for deeper water. And this is 20, 30 feet.
Until we get eaten by a bull shark.
Until that happens, yeah. Right now, this is the best way.
I don't particularly care for this method right here.
You don't... Well, in this deep water, we got to do it. In deep water, we got to do it. In shallow water, it's not that bad. We can hold by the tail just enough for them to get the balance back and they kick off. But in this deep water, we save them from boats a lot of times, too, when we're out there. So.
Yeah, he took a while.
Yeah, I cut a little bit out of that just because it was a long time to paddle back.
10 minutes or so of me sitting there holding.
No, it wasn't that long.
No,
it felt No.
This was with my arms like all
terrified. Yeah, wasn't nearly that. It was like three. It took me 3 minutes.
By the shit.
By the shit.
And wash away.
Cool.
Yeah, but a lot of fun, man. I don't mind going out a half.
Extra $20 will sell you the ones that went in the water for the commercial there, for the advertisement.
<That's right. laughs> I was stoked I got with all the four DVs. I went over here just to Ocean View and set up, and it took me a while because I set it up right on the edge and you had to wait for some waves to come in. I got about 3 waves like that, and because I was zooming too.
It was, right.
I had to pull out real smooth as a wave hit, and that one was the first one. That was the best one.
That works for more than one thing.
Cool. You got to get going.
All right. Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, guys. Thank you. We're over here now. All right. All right, later, guys. We'll be back here.
So many people in here.
We'll be back at 7 with Richie Beckley.
And stuff.
Yep, and then Rob Will is going to come up a little bit later after
Vanderlei or Vanderlei?
Something like that. Yeah.
Floridian.
Well, he's from, he's Venezuelan. Yeah. And then I knew him up here when he was in the Navy, and he fished up here, and then he was down there fishing Miami. But yeah, we'll be right back in a couple more hours. And, yep, thanks, guys. Later.
All right.